Imagine a world where the most valuable learning happens outside classroom walls. In an era of crushing student debt and questionable returns on educational investment, Keo Stark's Don't Go Back to School arrives as a revelation. Drawing from interviews with 90 successful individuals who either bypassed or abandoned formal education, this book dismantles the notion that traditional schooling is the only path to knowledge and success. Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, renowned journalists, and innovative artists all share a common thread. They discovered more effective ways to learn outside institutional structures. As college costs continue their meteoric rise while job prospects remain uncertain, the central question emerges: what if we transformed learning itself rather than trying to reform broken educational systems? The evidence suggests that the most successful people aren't necessarily the most credentialed. They're the most adaptable, the most curious, and often the most willing to forge their own educational paths. The most surprising revelation about self-education is that it isn't actually independent, but deeply interdependent. Successful self-directed learners build communities around their educational journeys, connecting with experts, peers, and mentors who provide guidance, feedback, and accountability. These relationships often prove more valuable than formal curricula because they're driven by genuine shared interests. Quinn Norton, a self-taught journalist who writes for Wired and The Guardian, approaches learning through reciprocity. I'm going to bring you a present, then I'm going to ask you for a present as well. This creates sustainable learning relationships outside formal settings. Similarly, Molly Danielson built a community around ecological sanitation work, hosting discussions where technical knowledge exchanges alongside social connections. Even those from traditional schools cite other people as the most valuable aspect of their education. The difference is that independent learners deliberately cultivate these connections rather than having them imposed. They form study groups, join online forums, participate in hackerspaces, and create accountability partnerships, all while maintaining freedom to pursue their own educational paths. One persistent myth is that formal credentials are essential for career success. Interviews reveal that, in many fields, credentials function more as gatekeeping mechanisms than genuine indicators of competence. Rita J. King, executive VP at Science House and futurist at NASA Langley's think tank, conducted an experiment after college by never mentioning her degree professionally. The result? There has never been a situation in which I needed to prove that I have a degree to get work. David Mason, director of community dynamics at Newkind, states, "I couldn't care less if you have a degree or not. What's important is hiring people who are confident in their ability to find information and learn." While some professions legitimately require certification for public safety, many supposedly credential-dependent fields are accessible without advanced degrees. Independent learners overcome the credential barrier by building portfolios, demonstrating enthusiasm and learning ability, starting in entry-level positions, delivering excellent work, leveraging learning communities, developing technical skills, and creating content that showcases expertise. Companies like Google, Apple, and IBM have already dropped degree requirements for many positions, recognizing that skills and experience often matter more than formal education. Traditional education relies heavily on external motivation, grades, deadlines, degrees. Independent learners develop something far more powerful, internal motivation, driven by genuine curiosity, passion, and personal goals. Externally motivated students often abandon learning once pressure disappears, while internally motivated learners continue growing throughout life. As consultant Dorian Taylor explains, the single most important criterion for learning something is wanting to. Without this internal drive, even structured educational programs produce only superficial learning. Independent learners understand their own processes through self-reflection, discovering whether they prefer linear paths with clear structure or exploratory, connection-based approaches. This self-awareness extends to learning environments. Christopher Bathgate, a self-taught machinist sculptor and two-time Pollock Krasner Award recipient, left art school after realizing it couldn't provide the practical skills he needed. Instead, he created his own studio where each new sculpture became both artistic expression and learning opportunity, designing pieces around techniques he wanted to master. Successful independent learners typically prefer project-based learning, acquiring knowledge to create something tangible rather than studying abstract concepts in isolation. This approach provides built-in motivation, clear goals, and concrete outcomes that enhance learning effectiveness. Documentary filmmaker Astra Taylor approaches her work as an excuse to drill into a subject for 2 years. Without formal training, she uses each project as a vehicle for deep exploration, creating a feedback loop where knowledge enhances creative work. Similarly, self-taught programmer and photographer David Hermes organizes his education around specific projects. His ICE photography series demonstrates this approach. Through hundreds of experimental shots, he discovered techniques through iteration rather than formal instruction. Project-based learning transforms abstract subjects into shareable creations with several advantages. It provides immediate application for new knowledge, creates natural deadlines, produces portfolio pieces demonstrating competence, connects learners with communities, and generates feedback for improvement. Most importantly, it dissolves the boundary between education and real work, integrating learning and application from the start. Traditional education positions professors as authorities delivering knowledge to passive students. Independent learners discover a more democratic reality. Valuable learning can come from anyone, and effective education involves multiple perspectives rather than a single authoritative voice. Quinn Norton demonstrates this by engaging experts as equals. Her approach centers on reciprocity, bringing something valuable to the conversation rather than adopting a passive sponge mindset. This democratic approach extends to peer learning. Cory Doctorow favors writing workshops with clear ground rules over formal MFA programs, believing the greatest value comes from critiquing peers rather than receiving wisdom from on high. Learning to critique others helps writers develop objectivity about their own work. The expert fallacy becomes particularly apparent in rapidly evolving fields like technology. Harper Reed notes that in such domains, everyone is constantly learning. There are no permanent experts, only people at different stages of the learning journey, creating an environment where knowledge flows in multiple directions. Don't go back to school envisions reimagining education entirely. Rather than reforming institutions, we can transform learning to make traditional schooling just one option among many, while maintaining structure and creating more flexible, personalized approaches. The collective experience suggests several principles: learning driven by intrinsic motivation, educational paths adapted to individual learning styles, communities of practice replacing hierarchies, project-based application integrated with knowledge acquisition, and credentials reflecting demonstrated competence rather than classroom time. This reimagined education recognizes learning as a human activity, not an institutional one. Curiosity, passion, and purpose motivate more powerfully than grades or degrees. The revolution is already underway through online platforms, community workshops, apprenticeship models, and self-organized learning groups. The vision isn't eliminating schools, but transforming them into one option within a diverse ecosystem. Some fields will still require formal credentials, and some learners thrive in structured environments. But many will find their educational home in self-directed, community-supported learning, creating a more meaningful learning journey on their own terms.